Hey, everybody. This is Brian Kilby, the host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers podcast, and pretty much the best podcast out there. I wanted to share my spoiler-free thoughts on Transformers 5, The Last Night. First and foremost, again, this is spoiler-free. We will actually have a full spoiler-ridden podcast up later this week. This one is labeled Review 1 of 2. That will be 2 of 2. And there's a corresponding article at our website, tfradio.net, that goes along with this. So I saw the movie tonight. This is Monday, June 19th. Saw it tonight in 3D. And so it's pretty much the same dumb movie that you've seen four times already, but perfected. It's pretty much better than all of the other Transformers movies in every way. So yes, I actually liked this one. So if you haven't, if you weren't actually planning on giving it the time of day, maybe reconsider it, because there are a lot of things that I actually really liked. So I guess first and foremost, one of the things I didn't much care for, just like the other Transformers movies, it's very long. So maybe get a small drink if you're going to be in there, or hopefully you'll have a large bladder, because it takes a long time to go through. But it's paced super fast. While other movies go this long and don't really feel like they take 2.5 hours, this one really does, because they jam-pack a lot into this movie. And there's a lot to like. The movie has more heart than pretty much all of the other Transformers movies put together. The characters are very likable. And for me, one of the big things that I took away from this film is that it is not crude or obnoxious in any way. So that's actually one of the things I don't like about the other films are the crude humor and basically gigantic plot holes or things that don't make sense. Does this have them? Maybe a little bit, but it's not offensively so. I loved a lot of the characters in this film. I loved Cogman. Not everyone out there who watched this will probably like Cogman as much as I do, but I think he's probably going to be the most popular character coming out of this. Another character I really liked was Isabella. She could have been played off in a much different way by a much different actress, 5 to 10 years older. But thankfully they cast her as a teenage actress, and she is very much a kid, but also at the same time, she is very strong-willed, and she's actually a really engaging character. And what I really like is that she could have been a total stereotype or caricature of a teenage girl, but she isn't. So that's very likable. I'm certain Don will like that. The movie does a great job when it comes to world building. So for the first time ever, it actually feels like there's an actual world out there, and things have happened before, and other things are going on at the same time. So in other Transformers movies, yeah, there are flashbacks and such, but it really feels like they're only there for the purpose of pushing along the story of the movie that you're watching. There are things going on in this film where I really feel like there's a lot more to explore, and I really, really love that. One thing I really like that's really important to me, honestly, is that there is a sense of family. The Autobots don't feel like people who hate each other. In other films, it really seems like the Autobots are either some sort of quasi-military organization or a group of people that just don't like each other. This is the first time where there's a sense of family and community. And the Generation 1 cartoon had that. So, and of course I've been a fan since literally day one. So for me, it's nice seeing that portrayed in the movie universe. The violence in the film is toned way down. Not that there isn't violence in action, but the movie isn't gratuitous like some of the other films have been. I really appreciate that. And again, not to harp on this too much, but the movie is in no way offensively stupid. I can't tell you how much a lot of the just total leaps in logic from the earlier movies really bug me. I go back to that scene from Revenge of the Fallen when the Autobots are at the Smithsonian, then they walk outside and they're somewhere in the desert. Like, it's just none of that. The movie is logically consistent. There's a sense of continuity to it. It's actually, honestly, it's a pretty decent movie. I'm not going to say it's a good movie or a great movie, but it sure is a great Transformers movie. And if you liked the first four, I'm certain you'll like this one. I think it's the best one, far and away. So I've already seen it once. I actually have tickets to see it on Tuesday and on Wednesday. So by this week's Radio Free Cybertron, I'll have watched it three times. So hopefully by then I won't be tired of it. But at this point, I'm really enjoying it. So I can't wait to actually see it again. Because I think I might have spotted a cameo from one of my favorite actors, but I'm not certain yet. So we'll have to see. Hopefully Wednesday I can point that out, or at the very least say, no, I was wrong. So once you actually go watch the movie, join us for our spoiler review, which should be posted Tuesday, or it may just be embedded into Radio Free Cybertron 524, which should go up Wednesday night or Thursday morning. And again, read the corresponding article that I posted to tfradio.net. Just look for the gigantic Transformers 5 The Last Night review button toward the top of the page. It will be very hard to miss. If you're just listening to this because you're interested in the movie and you've never listened to the podcast before, please take a minute to subscribe. We are approaching our 18th year. In October, we will be celebrating our 18th year since the first episode in October of 1999. What other podcast that you listen to can say that? Probably not one. Just subscribe at tfradio.net. Click the subscribe button on the homepage, and there are lots of ways for you to do so, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and lots more. Thanks for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?